Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
With real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show. Let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous Podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. If you're listening on a podcast app, which you are, where else can you fucking listen nowadays? make sure to follow my show, subscribe to it. If there is a way to rate my show, if you're listening and you love my show, just press 5 stars. It's so super easy for you to do, and it really helps the show. If you want to be on the show, this is a call-in show where people remain anonymous. That's why it's called Strictly Anonymous. I change everybody's voices. You don't have to be anonymous if you don't want to, but most people want to. So if you have an interesting life that you want to talk about it and it's naughty, not naughty, I'm open to it all. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a naughty confession that you want to leave because you wanted to air on my Naughty Confessions episode, you could call my confessions hotline. You could call that number 24/7. Make sure you're in a quiet place. The number is 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. All the confessions, even the ones that don't make the episodes, are aired on my Patreon, and people comment on those over there. My Patreon is a great community. I have, I think, 2,200 people or more than that on there as of now. So it's a fun community to join. You get all my episodes early and ad-free. You get to see anonymous pics of all of my female guests. And they're hot pics, like rated R pics. You also hear all the confessions. You get some Q&As where I answer really personal questions. That's where all my people over there ask me questions. I answer them all super honest. There's a lot more information about me over there, as well as you get access to my Discord, which all the people that are signed up for my Patreon are on my Discord. People get super naughty on my Discord. I'm not on there engaging, but all my listeners are, as well as most of my callers, go on there and post their X-rated pictures. People on Discord could post whatever they want. So if you want to post some nudies of yourself, you can do that and talk to other people. People have hooked up through my Patreon. So you get all of that, everything I just told you, for only $5 a month. Everyone keeps telling me to raise it. I am going to $7. I kept saying I was doing it in April. Now it's April. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, time goes by so fast. So anyway, but if you join at the $5 tier, no matter how long you stay, as long as you don't go out, you are locked in at that price. So if I were you, I'd sign up for it. I think it's a good deal. It's only $5. Not even like, $1.10 a week? $1.25 a week? And I think you get a lot of content, especially because I've been up there all for years. So all the content that's up there, you get access to it the minute you sign up. Patreon.com/Strictly Anonymous Podcast. That's patreon.com/Strictly Anonymous Podcast. The links to everything is in the description. This is a Friday and I move my episodes up. I don't know if people have noticed that, but I do episodes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays. And then on Fridays, I have been doing repeats or bonus episodes. This is a repeat episode. I've been doing my podcast for 10 years. There's so many back episodes that I think are great that a lot of people haven't heard. I have so many new people listening. So I take some old ones on my repeats and I dust them off and I edit the shit out of them and I make them tighter and better and I cut out all this stupid like uhs and ums and all that shit. I mean, I work my ass off even for my repeats. It's not like I just throw it in and re-air it. I fix it. I clean it up. This is a repeat. It's Sadie. She's a hot wife. She was like one of my first hot wives to come on the show. I don't even think I had that term really in my mind until I put it in the title. Her and her husband's been doing it since they're in their 20s. You'll be interested to know who she does it with. You'll be interested to know where they do it sometimes. You'll be interested to know what they enjoy doing together, what her husband gets out of it, what she gets out of it, how it all started, who brought it up first. You're going to have to listen to find out. If you want more details on that episode, look at the description. I'm not going to give out too many details here in the intro because people have complained about that. So anyway, I'm going to get right to it and be right back on with Sadie and her husband.
This is the Strictly Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, Sadie and JD, how are you doing today? Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast.
Thank you. So I have two people on today. I really just wanted to talk to Sadie, right? But JD is there for backup in case I ask a question that she doesn't know what to answer. I typically, well, right now I'm only taping females, right? Because everyone wants to hear from that elusive female who loves sex and is really open about it. You obviously are Sadie, but it's not like you've been around the block or anything. Here you are on the phone with me with your husband, who you've been with since you're 15, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And now you guys are living a very open relationship, I guess. I don't really know the details. We're going to get into it, right? But you guys have been with each other from the beginning. Did you lose your virginity to each other?
Yeah.
And now you're like sleeping with other people, right?
Yeah. Well, how we got into it was, it was just a fantasy at first. And then it became more when we were in our 20s, early 20s. That's when we started looking into it, I guess, because I had mentioned it to my husband, of course, that my fantasy was to be with him and another man. And then it just came up from one of his coworkers. How it started was he had pictures or whatever on his toolbox or on his phone. And when I would come around, they would make comments to him about me, I guess, being a hot wife or a hot girlfriend at the time. And that's how we kind of got into it, you know, like, oh, well, let's experience with one that is willing.
We'll get to the first experience with his coworker, but what I want to know is, like, how did it come up that you decided you wanted to tell your husband that you wanted to be with another man? Was it kind of like a fantasy of yours when you guys were fooling around anyway? So it was something that, because listen, I know a lot of guys who are like, oh, I would never want my girl to fuck another guy. But I've had a lot of guys on my show that they felt that way. And then it happened and they were like, oh, and it actually really turned them on. Did he know that that was a turn on for him?
Yeah.
Well, can I explain my part of it, I guess?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. JD, why don't JD jump in here? Because we're talking about you. Oh, yeah.
It kind of didn't bother me at all. I kind of liked the idea of it. It started with the guys, how the guys would talk about her at work. I would come back and tell her, like, the guys, I showed them some of your pictures today and this and that. And she started with, well, what would you do if they made a move on me? And to be honest, I wasn't that type of guy, like the jealous guy where I didn't want nobody looking at my wife. I actually feel complimented when I see people looking at my wife. I'm not the jealous type at all. And to me, it kind of seemed more like a competition thing, I guess, to see if this other guy's going to do to my wife what I can, or if not better. It didn't bother me in any way.
So that was that's the tell right there, right? These guys are saying shit about your girl and you liked it. That's what I think is different about the guys who are super jealous and the guys that are into something like this, right?
Yeah, I don't mind it at all. I always get picked on by the guys at work about that. Oh, I wouldn't let my wife dress like that, or I wouldn't. And they think my wife dresses like that by herself, and my wife is a real conservative person. If you let her dress herself, she would probably dress more motherly, more. And I don't like that. I like for her to show a little more than what she should. I like to pick out, you know, her outfits sometimes, and sometimes she likes them, but sometimes you get just, girls get self-conscious sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
So I explained to her, these guys, they look at you, they like the way you look. You have the curves, you have what 90% of guys, I guess, are looking for out there. And sometimes I just do it to help her with her confidence, to boost her self-esteem and stuff.
You obviously get off on the fact that she's walking out and everybody's checking her out. And that's your girl, right?
Yes.
So you're telling her what the guys at work are saying about her. And now for you, Sadie, when do you start to realize that this is something that you really want to do in real life?
Just whenever we would go out with his coworkers to the bar and I would see them looking at me or checking me out. There was one particular coworker that would get a little bit handsy. And I guess that's when I told him, my husband, that I wanted to try it.
So he's getting handsy with you. And instead of a typical girl would be like, fuck off, right? Or get freaked out. It was turning you on because he was like hot or something?
Well, yeah, that, and he wasn't a stranger. I mean, we knew him from my husband's work, so he wasn't a stranger for me. Of course, I think if it was a random person coming up to me at a bar and being handsy with me, yes, I would be like, fuck off. But this was a close friend of his, so I was more comfortable with it.
Yeah.
And that's when I mentioned it to my husband. Okay, I think this is the time that I want to try it.
So you were attracted to this guy then?
Yes.
Okay, and is he the guy that you had the threesome with? Did you say, let's do it with that guy? Because he's handsy with you. You know that you had chemistry with him.
Yes, yes, that's right. So whenever he was handsy that night, we ended up going back to his place. And we were there drinking and stuff. And he was being handsy with me in front of my husband. So I thought maybe, you know, we can go ahead and do this, right? He, you know, he's giving all this signs to do a threesome, I thought. So when we got down to it, well, we were all in the same room. And then we, him and I, the coworker, went into his bedroom and we started, you know, getting into it. He got naked. I got naked. I gave him head and then he gave me head. But whenever my husband had walked into the room, he kind of got like awkward about it. So my husband didn't even get to join in with this as a threesome. He was just there watching until he finished. But other than that, that was the first time that we experienced a threesome.
And so did you have sex with the guy or was it just oral?
No, it was just oral. After a while, we, like I said, he was a close friend of ours or of my husband. So we went out a couple of times after that and we tried it again because he was into it. I guess just like the oral part, he really didn't want to get into actually having sex. Mm-hmm. So whenever we came down to the second time, that's when he had told me that he don't know if he can do it because my husband was a close friend of his. So he wasn't going to go that far.
Did you do it again that time and just have oral? So yeah. How many times did you hook up with this guy?
I think it was twice.
Right. And did you really enjoy it?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed it because my husband was there watching or touching me while I was giving him oral. And I thought maybe we would go further, but it never happened. So after with the coworker, then I told my husband, JD, let's go into Craigslist at the time. Let's make an ad and let's see what we can get out of it since I know what I want.
Mm-hmm. And what you wanted always is another guy, right? Have you guys always had the threesomes with other guys? Have you ever been with other women?
No, it's only been guys, yes.
Okay, so you go onto Craigslist and you decide to post an ad looking for a guy?
Yes. So we end up posting an ad just basically telling them that my fantasy was to have my husband and another man at the same time, not necessarily DP at the time, because we really didn't know what we were getting into. We were just trying to figure it out, see if this worked, or even like at the time, Craigslist was, you couldn't really trust anybody that you met. So we were kind of just having our options open.
Yeah.
We made the list. Of course, we had hundreds of emails back and everything I asked for, they were like, yes, that's me. I'm the guy.
What were you asking for?
Hey guys, do you know that you have a G-spot? That's right. Guys have a G-spot too. And you want to know where it is? It is hidden right underneath your taint. Now, I'm sure most of you know where your taint is, but for those who don't, it's that little tiny, super sensitive strip right between your balls and your asshole. Now, listen, if you stimulate your male G-spot, you're going to have what's called a prostate orgasm. Now, I never had a prostate orgasm because I'm a chick, but the guys who have called into my show who have had them talk about it being the best effing orgasm they've ever had. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about the Butter Wellness Personal Massager. Their personal massager is designed to externally stimulate the male G-spot. That's right. You don't have to put anything inside of you to have a prostate orgasm. You just take their personal massager and you put it right on your taint and you're going to have a prostate orgasm. And not only that, massaging your taint is going to increase your blood flow, give you stronger erections, and if you have any kind of ED going on, it's going to help with that too. And right now, Butter Wellness is offering my listeners 20% off your order when you enter the code STRICTLY at butterwellness.com. That's butterwellness.com. Use my code STRICTLY to get 20% off your order. Go to butterwellness.com. Use code STRICTLY to get 20% off and have yourself the best orgasm ever. Good news. Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
What specific kind of guy were you looking for?
Well, I was asking for a clean-cut guy, hygiene, non-smoker, non-druggy or anything like that. I just wanted like a normal guy.
Yeah.
Because we would get emails saying back, oh, well, are you 420? Do you like 420? And they would want to bring like their stuff or whatever.
Party favors.
Yeah, party favors into our gathering. And I'm like, no, that's not what I want. I just want to do this. And that's it. Like, so one of the guys that we had met up with at the time, I was just like, if you're clean and shaved and good looking from the pictures that you send me, then I'm down. I'm down to meet up and do it. We would always meet up at a hotel, or we would have the guys, if you want to meet up with us, then you get the hotel and I'll meet you there.
Right. They pay, right? You're giving them the prize. You're the prize. They got to pay up.
Yeah, that's right. So whenever I would go to the hotels, I would always go with my husband. There was never a surprise there. I've always told them, like, my husband's coming along. That's the only way I feel comfortable. So that's when we started going and meeting up with these guys.
So now you get hundreds of emails, like you said, right? Because that's like a lot of guys want to fuck some other guy's wife, right? Obviously. Right. When I'm assuming, because your guy had said you have all the curves and you have a hot body, that you look really good and you're super young when you're putting out these ads. So who did you pick as your first guy? And what was it about that guy that stood out to you?
So the first guy, he looked normal. He was an older gentleman. Older than us, actually, because at the time we started, we were probably like in our early 20s, and he was probably in his early 40s. Mm-hmm. So after going back and forth with our messages, he was more experienced with the threesomes and with couples. Actually, he was more experienced with couples. So that's one of the reasons why I went with him, because he had done this before and we haven't tried that before. So I told my husband, well, let's try this one and the first guy, and we can go off of that, how we feel, or how I feel, actually, because I was the one that wanted to do the other man in front of my husband, or, you know. So with that, the first guy, we end up meeting up with him at a hotel, and we end up getting naked, doing everything. One of the things was, with the guys, I was just making sure that they were comfortable with my husband there. I wanted them to have all the attention on me, but because my husband is straight, so with him was everything I pictured in my mind. He stayed hard. He fucked me in front of my husband. My husband fucked me in front of him. And that was the first guy. It was amazing when I experienced that. And I had never tried DP before. And the first guy, we actually did DP.
With the first guy?
Yes, with the first guy.
Now, do you know that that was something that you wanted to try, or did it just like sort of come about?
It just happened. I've never really done anal with my husband. So he would always play around with my asshole and finger my asshole or lick my asshole. But I never really actually did anal before with him. Mm-hmm. So whenever we had met the first guy, my husband was actually the first one to actually, I guess, bring it up. we were in the moment. I was on top of the first guy and my husband was behind me, of course, touching me. And that's whenever he actually put it in my ass. And it's like, I enjoyed it at the time. So I really didn't push back or anything. I just let it kind of happen. And it was really great.
Yeah, I can imagine, right? Because here you are. This was like a fantasy of yours, though. Not the DP, but you right. you knew you wanted to be with another guy, with your husband. And now JD, was it like the hottest thing for you? Because it's kind of like what happened with your coworker was hot because you got to see her and there was like a threesome action. But this was a whole other level because you guys all went all the way and you were able to participate.
I was really turned on by it, mm-hmm. just seeing her. Her body language, everything. She was enjoying herself. The guy was enjoying her. And I was just looking at her for her signals, when to come in, give them their space, give them a little bit of space, let her get used to the guy. And vice versa, let the guy get used to her and see what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
The whole DP thing just kind of happened. She was looking back at me, waiting, kind of calling for me to come over.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what to do. So I was like, I guess this is where I go. Like,
right.
But yeah, overall, it was a good experience, the first guy, and it was kind of a high we were on after that. We kind of talked about it, and it just made our sex between us, made the experience a lot more better. And then we started talking about meeting another person or whatever, because I don't know what happened with that first guy. We just lost contact with him.
Well, were you managing the ad, Sadie? Were you the one coordinating all this? Who was your second guy that you went with, and how did you meet him? Was it through Craigslist as well?
Well, yes, I was the one emailing and back and forth with all these people, especially because I actually wanted to see who I was going to meet up with. Mm-hmm. And the second one, I believe it was another coworker, actually, because after the first guy from Craigslist, we were kind of like, okay, who else is there that I can have sex with, just because it was a turn on for me. So it was actually another coworker of mine, actually, this time. The first one was his coworker.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was my coworker. He was older than me. He was actually, I want to say, in his 40s as well. He really didn't know anything about our sex life. I kind of just threw it out there to him after we had the first encounter with the Craigslist guy. So my coworker, I told him, like, hey, this is what I like. This is what I introduced my husband about. Would you mind trying it with us?
Wait a second. Okay. I don't know what you do for a living, but things, conversations like that don't just happen over at the water cooler. Was this your really good friend at work? Was he somebody that you were flirty with? Was he like your best friend? Was he married? How do you get to the point where you're telling a coworker, asking him to do you a favor, come over and fuck you in front of your husband?
Yeah, I understand that. So he was a close coworker to mine. We would go out to lunch together, and it was just usually him and I. We never really did anything while we were at lunch, because at the time I wasn't telling everybody that I wanted to fuck another guy in front of my husband.
Right. Of course. It's a scene. You guys are just coworkers. You're not talking about sex.
How it started, I think that's what she's trying to get at. How it started was she told me that, hey, I think this coworker is into me. He seems kind of flirty. And I was like, yeah, well, he's giving me all the signals, whatever. Maybe you should go to lunch with him and just see where the conversation goes. And I was, I bet you if he's thinking what we're thinking, I know exactly how the conversation is going to go. And it did, you know, started talking about sex, or have you ever cheated on your husband? Have you ever cheated on your wife or whatever?
So he was married.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and so you go to work one day when you're at lunch, and how do you drop it to him? What do you say? It's how do you invite someone into a threesome?
At first, it was just kind of like, oh, do you like this picture of me? Look at this picture, you know, bringing up sexy pictures and showing him. And that's how we kind of got into the conversation about actually having sex and then having sex in front of my husband. That's how we got into it. We were at lunch one day, and I kind of just told him, would you want to join in with my husband and I? And he was all for it.
Okay, so how did that threesome go?
So it went pretty good. This time, since we actually knew the guy from work, he actually came to our place, and that's where we did it here. It was amazing. We did get into like him giving me oral first, and then me giving him oral, giving him head, and that's how it got started. But this time we didn't do DP. It was just kind of like he fucked me, and then I was giving my husband head, and then vice versa. my husband fucking me and me giving him head. That's just how it went. And it was actually a fun time.
Mm-hmm. And now, did you guys continue to see that guy or was that just a one-time thing?
We continue to see him occasionally, yes, to this day.
Oh, to this day you still see him?
Yes.
Yeah, I bet you he's not going to want to give that shit up. All right. How many people have you had threesomes with? Can you even count at this point or can you count?
I don't think I can count since our early 20s and we're in our late 30s now. So all the guys that I have slept with, my husband has always been there. Yeah, it's too many to count, I think.
Right. So how old are you guys now?
We're 32. 33.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's early 30s, not late 30s.
Yeah, early 30s.
So for like almost 10 years, you guys have been out and about. Now, since Craigslist doesn't exist anymore, where do you get your guys lately or after Craigslist went bust?
Okay. So after Craigslist, I think it was Doublelist. Uh-huh. I think that's what it's called now. But we also, or I also tried Tinder.
We started a Twitter page.
Oh, a Twitter page. Yes, I have. I also have a Twitter page, but that's where we usually meet up with the guys from the Doublelist or Twitter.
Well, what do you have on your Twitter? You put pics and stuff up. Do people hook up through Twitter?
Well, I don't think I've met anybody from Twitter yet. I've only had it for maybe a year or two.
Yeah, we started the Twitter page, posting up pictures to see what guys would reply. See if we could find locals in our area. To just reply message on the pictures and see if they took an interest after that. And there was a couple of people that did, but at the end, they kind of seemed kind of shady. So we didn't really go too far with that. And it just turned into a couple of followers to, I think it's almost 3,000 followers. And it's just people just going on there, liking the pics. We post the pictures. We're going out here for dinner. We're stepping out for drinks in this area. Let's see who's in the area, who wants to talk or chit chat and see where things go.
And so what kind of pictures are on there? Like, I'm assuming because you guys are anonymous on my show and from what you said in your email that this is an anonymous lifestyle that you're leading, right? So is it just pictures of your bodies, no face?
Right. Just bodies, no face. And it's basically pictures of myself. Maybe one or two with my husband in it, but the naughty ones. I do also sometimes post full nude. I guess depends on the moment that I want to post what type of picture. But yes, all the pictures don't have my face.
Right. Now, are you a little bit of an exhibitionist that you like to, does it get you off a little bit to post nude, totally nude pics on Twitter and stuff like that just to see what people say? Is that a part of it?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So when did you realize you were into that too? Is just that just the internet age? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess just from emailing the guys from Craigslist and sending them pictures because they would ask, well, what is your body type or how do you describe yourself? So I would just send them a picture and of course without my face because I never really send anybody my face picture unless I was sure going to meet up with them. If I was for sure going to do something with them, that's the only time I would send a face picture.
Uh-huh.
And usually the guys would be okay with not having a face picture and they would just see my body and they would just get turned on by that.
Explain your body. You'll send me pics and I'll post them on my Patreon. So if people want to see pics of you, right? Anonymous pics of you, I'll have them on my Patreon account, right? You'll send them in to me. But hey, JD, what would you rate your wife on a scale of 1 to 10?
I don't think she'll agree with me, but I say a 10, but she says from her point of view, she's lower than that.
Want to have the best sex you've ever had in years? Then you need to get yourself some Viya High Love gummies. I got an email from a listener of mine that bought them last time I advertised them. And literally the guy said, me and my wife had the best sex that we've ever had in 40 years. Promise you. That's a real review. Viya High Love gummies will get your senses going, increase your blood flow, and intensify your sexual experience. Viya also offers zero THC products. They have a whole CBD line with products designed for sleep, focus, and energy, okay? You want something that's going to put you to sleep and keep you asleep? Try the Zen CBD gummies.
I normally take melatonin to go to sleep. I took one of these. I got so tired like a normal person and then fell asleep and had the best night's sleep ever. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself some High Love gummies for great sex and check out all the other Viya products. And the best part is Viya legally ships in all 50 states with discreet packaging directly to your door. No medical card required. So if you're 21 plus, you're going to get 15% off plus a free pack of award-winning Dreams THC and CBN sleep gummies with my exclusive code STRICTLYANON at viahemp.com. viahemp.com. Use my code STRICTLYANON at viahemp.com for 15% off and a free pack of Dream Gummies.
What's your point of view, Sadie?
Well, I'm just self-conscious with my body. I think that I'm average, 7, uh-huh. I would say. But, you know, he's my husband and...
I'm supposed to say that. It depends on the guy, I guess, what they're looking for. What I'm looking for is, and my wife or whatever is just, I consider a 10. And to other guys, she might not be. And I know she's not everyone's type, but for the most part, she gets the looks when we're out in public, the people looking, mm-hmm. following her around the stores and stuff like that. I think it's better we just send a picture.
Yeah, you'll send a picture. People will be able to see. I'm going to hide that shit on my Patreon. You have to join my Patreon to see it, but you'll be there. And then I'll also on my Patreon, if people want your Twitter, I'll post it there as well. So wait, so now you've been with tons of guys, right? And is it always the same thing? Like you meet them in hotels. Some guys you bring back to your house. Do you have a lot of people like your old coworker that you see a lot, like repeats?
No, we don't have a lot of repeats. It's just the second coworker that he comes on a regular, and then there's another guy. So right now there's only two guys that are a regular.
Mm-hmm.
The other guys are kind of just
one night stands.
Yeah, kind of. But lately I've been trying to, because I haven't done it in a while. Well,
no.
Let me take that back.
We haven't done it with anybody new in
right.
a while.
Okay.
The two coworkers, which are her coworkers, are the regulars. The second coworker of hers kind of happened the same way. He was just being real flirty with her. And she would tell me about it, and I would tell her, flirt back with him, see what he does. But we kind of didn't want to scare him off because he seemed like a good candidate, I guess, mm-hmm. you want to say. We didn't want to scare him off. So I told Sadie, maybe this is something you should do on your own and introduce him to it. This was the first time she kind of played with him on her own, but I was there without him knowing. In other
words,
were
you hiding in the closet?
In the other room, but he had it in his head that he was coming over here
to cheat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That she was cheating on me and I didn't know about it. And honestly, it was more of a safety thing because Sadie didn't feel comfortable just being alone with any random person. And it being a coworker, she's still like, I don't want you to be far away. I want you to be in at least in the other room or whatever, just in case something happens or I get uncomfortable or whatever, right? I'm like, yeah, okay, that's fine. I didn't mind at all. You know, and it was a different experience for me. But she kind of eased them into it like that. And then she kind of brought it up one day. Hey, you know what? Me and my husband are going to have drinks. You should come by. I had already met the guy a couple of times. I take her lunch or something. We have lunch or bump into him during lunch at a local restaurant, and me and him already knew each other. He just didn't know that I knew of him, what he was doing. So we invited him over for drinks one night, and then kind of I stepped out. I said, you know what, let me run to the store real quick and get drinks, and I'll be back. And that was Sadie's cue to
move in,
start things up. Right.
Yeah. We had already talked about it. I was like, hey, I'm gonna go to the store, and then when I get back, if y'all are going to do anything, y'all should have already gotten started. If not, then we'll know, okay, to back off or whatever.
Yeah.
So when I came back, they were already on the couch, both naked, going at it. I believe she was giving them oral when I walked in, and he kind of like, hey, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but she said that y'all were into this. I was like, yeah, no, you're good. And y'all keep going. Just pretend I'm not even here.
But wait, let me ask you why it was set up this way to begin with. Was that like a hot fantasy of your guys to like Because it seems like you were pretty straightforward with the other coworker. You were like, hey, you want to fuck me in front of my husband? This is what I'm into. How come with this guy, you were like, hey, I'm going to cheat on my husband with you?
More because he was a lot younger.
Mm-hmm.
A lot younger than us. So we kind of just figured he might not be into it, or he might be freaked out about it. I think with older guys, they're willing to experience already something new like that, versus a younger guy, we kind of thought like, oh, he might not be into that, or he might think that's weird or whatever. So let's kind of ease them into it versus just, you know, throwing the book at him. And then he's like, no, this is not what I'm into. They're weird, or she's weird, or I don't want to talk to her no more, or whatever. So we kind of just eased them into it that way.
Mm-hmm. And so he obviously was some guy that you were really into, because it was like you guys were finding guys in other places, right? Why this coworker, if he was young and you didn't necessarily think he'd be into exactly what you were looking for? Were you just super attracted to him and really wanted to have sex with him that you were willing to like take your time to ease him into it?
Yeah, because like JD said, it was just we were coworkers, so I had to text him here and there and invite him over thinking he was by himself, but my husband would be in the other room listening in. And that was also a turn on for myself, having my husband listen, hearing me moaning and hearing me getting fucked by another man. And that was just a turn on for me.
Mm-hmm. Right. But this guy you really liked, that's why you brought him. You pick and choose these guys, the ones at least from work, because they're guys that you're attracted to.
Right.
Yeah, because she's really picky with guys. So like when she tells me, you know what, this guy, he's flirting with me and I kind of into it or whatever, I kind of tell her, see what you can do. See if you can get him to participate in what we're doing without scaring him off.
Right.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of guys that actually, if you talk to them about behind closed doors, it's kind of like they're not comfortable with it, or it's just hard to talk like that with people or guys that you know, because then some of them just pull back. So
yeah, because I think some of the guys, well, a lot of the guys that we ran into, they've always said, yeah, I'm into it, I want to do it, this is something I wanted to try. And then when it gets down to it, they have trouble getting hard or performing because they're not comfortable with me being in the room or something.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're the guys from Craigslist. Some of them that we had bad experience were some of those guys where they were all talk on email. They were like, yeah, I'm okay with it. I haven't had any in a while. I'll fuck you, you know, hard in front of your husband. I'll give it all to you. And then, you know, when it came down to it, meeting up with them, they were okay. But like actually, you know, having sex with them was like, no, they were just talk.
Right. They couldn't perform actually.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And those were the bad experiences. What other hot experiences did you have? Have you ever had two guys and your husband?
No.
You have two of your coworkers that you're seeing now in rotation, right? You saw one recently, you said?
Yes.
And how often do you do this where you hook up with another guy and bring a third person in?
Well, with the coworkers, it was kind of like a weekly thing. With one of them, actually, it was a weekly thing, but we recently just stopped that. I'm not sure why or what happened, but it was like every week on a certain day, we would be like, hey, ready after lunch? Okay, let's go.
After lunch, during the day, like a nooner, you guys would do.
Right. If it was like a lunch break kind of hour, then we would take a ride in the truck and JD would be driving and we would be doing it in the truck in the back seat.
No way. What happened there? What do you mean?
Okay, so like this is with one of our regulars that we do weekly. He already knew like when we meet up, that's all we're meeting up for is to have sex. So on this particular day, I didn't have that much time to actually come home and have 2 hours, 3 hours of sex. So I was just like, you know what? We can do it real quick in the truck. JD can drive us and we can just have sex in the back seat. So he was like, okay, I'm down. I've never done that before. So that's how that came about. And then whenever he didn't have time, he'd be like, okay, well, let's take a ride in the truck.
Yeah, it's probably really convenient. And you're like in the back seat so no one could see you really. And you're just driving around in the daytime. What happens when you pass by a truck? Oh my God, imagine.
Yeah.
So that's one of my concerns. We have dark
tent, so I wasn't too worried about it.
Yeah.
But I do get that. Oh my God, can they see in? I'm like butt naked, and he's driving the truck, and I'm like going up and down on his cock, or my legs are in the air, and it's just, I don't know. I guess it's a rush knowing that someone can see us.
Yeah.
It's just exciting, I guess.
We have videos of all that.
Of what? The car rides?
Yeah.
Who's videotaping?
So I usually like to record myself. It's a turn on, right? That I'm having sex with these guys in front of my husband. It's also a turn on for me to be recorded and have pictures. Like we said, we post pictures on Twitter, you know, of myself naked sometimes, or in thongs or short shorts or boy shorts, or out in public in a short dress, bending over, almost showing everything under my dress. So that's a real turn on for me. So when we get a chance to actually record me in action, that's an even bigger turn on to me.
So you like to have the videos, and do you watch them for your pleasure afterwards, and as well as post them online some places?
Not really post the videos, maybe like a little
snippet of it.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's more for your pleasure.
Yes.
Yeah, you really are an exhibitionist. But I could see how that could be hot, right? Like, you, this is like your ultimate fantasy. You're living it out. And then to have it videotaped just and replay it, it's just going to times it by two, right? All of your experiences, or 100, depending on how many times you watch it. So you've been able to even videotape the car ones.
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like I said, who's taping? You're taping while he's driving, right? He's not taping, right?
No, I'm driving, and I'm kind of just trying to take. It's not the best video, but yeah, I have the phone taping with their phone recording while I'm driving. And
oh, you're recording and driving at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. If you guys.
Or sometimes even if he's driving and I'm giving the coworker head, I'll have him record me giving him head.
The coworker.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He knows he's being taped. That's fine with him, right? Yes. He videotapes it.
Yes.
Now imagine there's an accident. These are the kind of things that I always think about. And so now the cops come to the scene of the accident, right? And you're kind of injured, and there's two people naked in the back seat and one person in the front seat driving, maybe with your pants down. I don't know. Are you jerking off while you're driving? Or would
no.
you? Okay. So you have all your clothes on, and then it would be super confusing for the cops, because when they start asking questions, like the husband has his clothes on, the two people in the back seat are naked. One's a I would just be like, holy shit, what's going on here?
Yeah, I'd be like, I was just doing an Uber. I wasn't paying attention to what they were doing.
Oh yeah, you could be the Uber driver. But if it comes out that you two are married, okay, then it all the pieces finally fit. Do you know what I'm saying? That would make more sense.
Hopefully the cops would be into something like that, and then they could participate.
So, well, luckily nothing like that has happened or even come close to happening. But yes.
Usually where we drive is kind of like not busy traffic.
Right. You're not on the freeway. You're on like a straight road. But anyway, I love car sex. I just think it's funny. I don't know why. I maybe because of these things could happen. Here you are driving down the street and nobody knows. But I guess that's like a part of the turn on for you too, right? There you are in a car driving. A lot of times it's during the day and you guys are being really super naughty.
Yes.
Yeah.
For as conservative as you like to dress, like, you're a very naughty girl, right? Like, you have a huge freak flag. You're into shit. You do it, right? It's not like you just have these fantasies. You've been living them out hardcore.
Yeah. JD said we only do it behind closed doors. Nobody in our close friends, family, unless our close friends, like the first guy, I guess, his first coworker. If they're like that, then we'll kind of ease them into it. But lately, it's just been we meet up with random people, or we're talking to them over Twitter or emailing back and forth. But other than that, nobody else really knows what goes on behind our closed doors. We're a normal family.
You have kids?
Yes, we do.
How many kids?
We have two.
Right.
Two little girls.
Okay, so you have two kids, and so nobody would ever have any idea. Nobody knows. Do any of your friends know?
No. the only hint that they have, if anything,
is the way I dress.
Is the way that I let her dress. Because I know a lot of my friends are like, I wouldn't let my wife dress like that out in public. And having all these guys looking at her, I'm like, well, that's the difference between me and you. I see it more like a competition. Who's going to come and try to sweep my wife away from me? Who can actually do it?
Right. And when it's happening, what's the turn on for you? Like, I get the turn on for her is that she's like fucking a guy in front of her husband. And for you, what is it that like, because in the competition, if it is a competition, now this guy has your wife, but that's a part of the turn on for you.
Yes.
That I think a lot of guys can't relate to. A lot of guys that would be like, that would just make me jealous. Like, how could you trust her? There was a comment on YouTube recently where somebody said something about one of these kind of episodes, and they're like, I just can't imagine that these husbands would trust their wives after they're fucking other guys. But you don't have trust issues, right? I never hear that from the guys that are into this. It's there's zero jealousy attached.
No, well, I have to be honest. There is some questions that get asked, but I think we're very open with each other. We tell each other everything. And I don't think Sadie thinks I have anything to hide. She don't have anything to hide. I trust her.
Mm-hmm.
There's little things that she comes and tells me that I don't even think that a regular girl would come and tell me. There's just certain things, or even like the messages back and forth with the guys. She's always screenshotting me messages, even when I don't ask her to, but she wants me to be on the same page with her. Hey, this is what's going on. This is what I think so far of this guy, and read the messages. Let me know what you think. And she's always asking for my input, if I think it's a good choice or not. And I think that's where the trust comes in. And that's what makes it more fun. I'm not at work constantly thinking, like, is she doing something behind my back or anything like that? We're at an understanding, like, we're already giving each other their fantasies. To do anything behind each other's back would just be selfish at this point and pointless.
Well, let me ask you, do you have any fantasy about being with a woman?
No. Well, I explained that to Sadie. We talked about it, right, one time or a couple of times, and she always asked me, like, hey, like, I don't want to leave you out of it. If you have a fantasy like that, we can do it. But which I'm fine with it, but it's not really, I don't want to say it's not my thing. It's what guy wouldn't want two girls at the same time, but I know how Sadie is. She's real. She's more of the jealous. She wouldn't be able to have something like that happen and not make it feel some kind of uncomfortableness with it. So if I feel that she's uncomfortable, I won't get turned on by it. Like, it doesn't.
I guess I'm assuming, because listen, you guys have been together since you're 15. You've been monogamous with each other. Did you fuck other girls before her, or were you a virgin when you guys got together?
No, I was a virgin. She thinks otherwise, but I was only 15 when we met.
So you really have only been with one woman, and you're okay with that. And I would think it's because I just think sometimes it's like hard to say, oh, you're going to just be with one woman your whole life and there's no variety at all. And a lot of times what people do is they fuck around a lot before they settle down. But because you guys got married so young, here you are, a guy in his 30s, and you're still been with only one girl. But I'm assuming what really keeps you hot for her is the fact that she's out fucking all these guys and living out all these fantasies and fucking in cars behind your back. And you got like a pretty intense sex life going that why would you want a variety? Like, you kind of have.
I have no reason to stray. And I tell her that. I have to reassure her that every now and then. But I told her when we got married, when we got together, I don't ever want to feel like I'm tied down or I'm like with the same girl. Like, I don't want to feel like the girl I dated got boring, my wife got boring, or we had kids, you got boring. I still want you to show off your curves. I still want you to dress like you're single. I still want to be attracted to you if we were single. Like, keeping all that, the outfits and the going out part, we do our little things that keep stuff interesting for us. And the sex part is one of them, the way she dresses. Like, I tell her if she has to go to the grocery store or something, she'll just get dressed, put some warm-ups on, and she'll go to the grocery store. And where are you going like that? You can't go like that. You have to go as my wife. I don't want people to see you in public and, oh, that's JD's wife. Like,
oh, wow.
Like, I don't want none of the guys or anybody like, hey, that's JD's wife. He's always talking about her like she's some hot supermodel, and here she is in just warm-ups or whatever and house shoes or whatever. Like, no. Like, we spent the money on the clothes, the heels, everything. You gotta wear it. It's a 24/7 thing.
And she does.
Yes.
You do that for him, right, Sadie?
Every now and then, if she's feeling under the weather or something, that
weekly, the monthly thing that comes around, she might be feeling I let her slide with it. But other than that, it's she has to be in character all the time.
And character is like just a hot MILF, like a hot mom, like a hot, your hot wife.
Yeah. And then when we're at her family's or my family's, then that's the only time I allow it. I don't like to be disrespectful to her, her mom or dad, or my mom or dad. We dress the way we're supposed to, you know. Well, I'll let her be conservative then. But even at that, there's times where I'm like, you really think you should cover up all that?
Right. Well, listen, I think it's smart because you guys have been together for a long time. I've talked about it before my podcast, like I do marriage math. And I just think sometimes when you do marriage math and you figure out how long you're going to be with the same person, depending on what age you get married at, it could be a little bit scary, right? Like, I'm just going to fuck the same person for 50 years. Like, how are you going to keep that interesting? I don't know. For me, I don't understand that. But I think for you guys, you're really on top of keeping things fresh and good and hot. And there's something to say for that, because I think a lot of people, that doesn't happen. And that's one of the biggest problems in couples after 15 years and two kids. A lot of times that kind of stuff goes out the window. And you've been very on top of it in that you're like on her, like you got to dress like this, you got to look like that. She's playing her part because she's picking up guys at work and online. And so you guys know how to keep it hot.
Yeah, like our family and friends, they'll look at us not knowing our sex life and they'll say, oh, y'all are the picture perfect couple, high school sweethearts. And they always see us, our body language with each other. We still hold hands. We still hold each other in public. We still kiss in public for everyone. And just that alone. And then behind closed doors is what makes it better.
Oh my God. Imagine they knew all that too. Half your guy, all the guys would be jealous of you. All the girls would think you're a whore. But secretly they'd all be jealous because you guys have what everybody wants, which is you're still super attracted to each other. You have a great sex life and you have a solid relationship. And that's after, like, when things normally typically become mundane or difficult. There's a lot of times where women lose themselves when they have kids. I had a kid. I know I haven't worn high heels in 5 years. I don't even know if I know how to walk in them. I need a JD. I didn't have a guy in my life telling me, fucking put some shit, nice shit on. It's very easy for a woman to lose touch with that part of herself, that sexy thing. So in a weird way, I think it's actually cool what JD does. I think I don't know, I might get annoyed with that. I'd be like, just let me wear fucking this today. I don't know. But I think on some level, it's not bad that he's kept you in check and, you know, in touch with that part of yourself. Because here you are, you have two kids, you've been with the same person for a long time, and you still are super into it. Super sexed up, super hot, super horny.
Yeah, even when I was pregnant with my first daughter, we were still in the lifestyle, even when I was pregnant, because there was a couple of guys that actually were turned on by having sex with a pregnant girl, two regulars that came around with my first pregnancy and with my second pregnancy, because they were into that. The first one, we can call him Rough Hands. And I only call him that because every time he would touch my body, like, his hands were just so rough.
You mean rough in that he physically rough, or rough like the texture was rough?
The texture rough.
Oh, hilarious.
That could be his nickname.
Yeah, rough guy.
And then even at that, like, I guess it was more turn on because I was pregnant already. So they would come inside me. They like to give me cream pies.
Oh, and who would clean up? Do you ever clean up that mess, JD, or were you strictly no way?
No. I'm not into that at all. Like, I'm completely straight, and I don't.
Right. I got it.
That's a little bit on towards the other side, I guess, for people. I don't have nothing against people.
Yeah, but that's just not your thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you like it. You like when they come inside you, and so you're pregnant, so you don't have to worry about having an accident or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Did you worry about STDs, though?
Yes, I would get checked because, like I said, it's not like we were or I was having sex with different guys every day of the week. It was not like that. It seems like that as I'm telling the story, but every story is probably like months in between. It's not.
Yeah, no, I get it. But guys, you would have, would some people, would you have them get checked, or they were like regular so you knew that you could trust them, I'm assuming?
Yes. Right. Yes, I would have them make sure that they were clean. And I always ask that, and they would always use condoms except for the rough hands guy and
the regulars.
Yeah.
Right. The regulars. Now, do you still enjoy doing DPs? Is that typically something that you do now that you, when you're having the threesomes, or was it just something that you did that one time?
Once in a while, I don't mind doing the DPs, but when we're doing the threesomes, it's mainly just the vaginal back and forth, like with my husband or with the other guy. It's not really every time we do a threesome is a DP, no.
Right. But you just really like having sex with multiple guys, your husband being one of them. So most of the time it's he's banging you, the other guy is.
Yes.
Right. Interesting. You guys do have, I think, like a very successful marriage at this point. I don't know. When I hear people like it, together with the same person when they're 15, I'm like, oh my God, I don't know. What's the odds? But I have hope for you guys, because this kind of scenario is what it takes maybe to keep it hot and fresh, or maybe not. That's stupid to say. But I just think that 10 years from now, you're still going to be hot and fresh, and God knows what you're going to be doing. But, you know, this works for you. Will you give me your Twitter so I could give it to my Patreon people?
Yeah, I think I actually have you on Twitter. Actually, I
oh, just you do?
Yeah.
But, and do you have an Instagram too?
No, just Twitter.
And recently started
an OnlyFans, just to add like small video clips on the OnlyFans, but it's mainly Twitter.
Oh, okay. So I'll give out all that information if you want to give me all that stuff. Okay. And then in the future, when you get your OnlyFans like up and running more or so, I don't know, because you said you just started. If you want to come on and promote it again, I don't have a problem with that. But you're going to send me links to all that, and I could promote that on my Patreon. So if anyone wants to get their Twitter, see pictures of them or anonymous pics, as well as get the OnlyFans information, join my Patreon. All right, but thank you so much for calling in and telling your story. It's super great, and I know a lot of people are going to be joining my Patreon to see you guys.
Okay, yeah. There's plenty of stories, so if you ever need another story to tell, we...
Yeah, we'll do more stories. I've been airing all my part twos on Patreon, too. I love that. Okay. And so, yeah, I'll have you back on any time. We'll tape that, too, for sure.
All right.
Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous pics of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics, and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests, as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.